The difference between a successful person and an unsuccessful person, a rich or a poor, a wealthy or an unwealthy, can be summed up, I believe, in a few different points. The rich believe success is an obligation. They invest money. They use debt for investments. They think with both. They have a financial plan. When I say they think with both, they think on either or. They don't think on ones. They think on either or. There's two sides to every coin. They sit on the edge of the coin. They look at both sides of the coin. They have a financial plan. They expand. They make things happen. They read and study. They're responsible. Their attention is on the future. They think in solutions. They buy time. They have multiple flows of income. They are income driven. They pay themselves first and they are goal driven. The poor, on the other hand, believe success is evil. They spend money. They use debt for spending on things like doodads and, you know, new cars, new Ferraris, and new things that look good. Okay? They think with one or the other. They are either thinking in this side or this side. They believe they have a group and they're involved in that group of thinkers, and they only think like that. They have no belief in the other side. They only believe in one side. They have a budget. They have a budget. They budget their finances. They contract. Every time something happens, they contract. Instead of expanding, they contract. They believe things happen to them. They refuse to study. They blame others. Their attention is always on the past. They think in terms of problems. They waste time. They are single. They only have one flow of income, which for most of them is just a job. Maybe they're even a CEO, but they're still just, they've still got only one flow of income, which is their job. Okay, even if they're an entrepreneur, even if they're a business owner, if they have one single flow of income, they're thinking in terms of being poor, poverty conscious, rather than success conscious. Okay, they have a single flow of income. They're net worth driven. They pay others first. All their bills are paid up, or they may not be, but they don't pay themselves. They pay others first. They're always paying the debtor before they pay themselves. And they are work driven, which means that everything they focus on is work driven. They've got to make sure that they're working and they're trading their time for dollars. That's all they do. Those who are poverty conscious trade their time for dollars. They don't have others work for them. They don't believe in OPM, other people's money or other people's time or other people's efforts or other people's ideas. They believe in my own ideas, my own thoughts, my own time. And when I go out to work, that's when I make money. When I don't, I don't. You can't get rich thinking poor. Let me tell you, the main thing that I want to bring about is the fact, the idea that poverty or being rich, even being poverty or being poor, sorry, or being poor, even being rich or wealthy are ideas. They first start in the mind of the person. They go out and they believe themselves worthy. They understand. The first thing that happens is it goes right into their mind and they go out and they decide they're going to take action. When they take action, that's when the goods come to them, but they have an idea first. It's called, I'm going to believe that I am worthy. I am worthy of wealth. The rich man says, the poor man says, I'll go out and work and I'll make a little bit of money. I'll make a few bucks. Dollar, another day, another dollar, says the rich man. Says the poor man. The rich man says, another day, another $1,000. Got 1,000 people working for me right now. and it's great. What'd you do today? Well, I was on the computer all day today, working on a few websites, but I got a guy out there working for me doing cell phones, and I got another guy doing something else for me, and I got another guy doing something else for me, and I got all these people working for me. That's what the rich man says. I'm glad I'm in that category. The fact of the matter is, you cannot become rich by thinking like a poor man. You cannot become rich thinking like you need to trade your time for dollars. You can't be rich unless you go out and you make a difference in somebody else's life. You can't be rich. Rich people provide jobs. They provide housing. Excuse me. They provide housing. They provide for other people. That's what rich people do. Poor people, on the other hand, don't provide. They take. They take. They don't provide any benefits to anybody. They are always takers. You got to provide value. Value to the marketplace. That's the word I was looking for just a second ago. Value. They don't provide value. Rich people provide value. Poor people don't provide value. They are takers. There's a post that was posted a while back that said, if you are bored with social media, then you are not adding value to the marketplace. You're not adding value to social media. You're always taking value. You're trying to take something. You're trying to get something from social media. You're not giving something to social media. You're not adding value to the marketplace. And I could go on with a whole course on social media value. Value given by social, you know, to social media, and how you should be giving value and adding value to the marketplace every single day. But this segment is about rich versus poor. The rich add value. The poor do not add value. They take. I can attest to that. Every time we give away a free phone, I'm listening to the poor people speak about how they deserve free phones. You don't deserve, let me explain something to you. You don't deserve anything you have not worked for. If you don't provide value to the marketplace, then you shouldn't get any value out. And that's a simple fact. That's a simple truth. The fact of the matter is, you should be providing value to people's lives. You should be providing value. And it's funny because it's not about being kind. It's not about giving your money to the poor. It's about providing value. Now, value could be measured in a lot of different ways, but it's not measured in giving something to somebody who's not going to benefit greatly from that gift. And when I say that, I mean, when you give a dollar to a homeless man, that's not really benefiting them very greatly. They spend the dollar. They have homeless shelters that give people, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to say don't. If you want to and you feel like God's wanting you to do it, then do it. I'm not going to tell you not to give to homeless people. What I am telling you is this. That's not really providing value to that person. They're going to step out, and they're going to use that, but it doesn't get them very far. And then they go right back into the same position, asking and begging again. See, adding value is getting people out of situations, getting people out of those predicaments, getting people out of those areas. Adding value isn't just feeding them for a day. Many of us have heard, you know, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. That is adding value. Give a man a fish, you feed him for the day. That's not really adding value. You teach the person how to fish, now you're adding value. Now you're really giving them value. And that's what rich people do every single day. The problem is, poor people are sitting there upset about the rich people because they're not giving them anything. Because all they focus on is, how can I take, 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 take? The fact of the matter is, rich people are providing value. But poor people don't see that because all they focus on is how much are they giving me? When's the welfare line opening? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to say, listen, it's time that people in America, in the world, decide that we need to provide value regardless of what level of income we have today. We need to start providing value to people's lives, start changing people's lives. It's not about giving a few bucks to the poor. It's about changing lives. We've got so many people living on the streets in America today, and the reason why is one reason. Because America doesn't provide value to those people. And when I say provide value, I don't mean giving them a few bucks. They give them money all day long. That's not changing anything. What would change things is the fact that these people stop receiving income from the government and start being taught how to achieve that success on their own, go out and become the greatness that is within. And I keep saying it. We are great within. We have the power within, but the problem is the light went out on the poor people. The rich people, the light shines, and it's like it's not just a glittering light, it's a ray of sunshine, hope, and greatness. But with the poor man, it's a dimmer of hope. It dimmed out, and there's no more hope for that man. Simply because he lost the desire to add value back into the marketplace. You either take or you give. And when God said give, he didn't mean give of all your money necessarily. He meant add value to people's lives. He meant change the world by adding value. You can't change the world by giving a homeless man something, a piece of bread, but you could change the world by teaching those people how to work and giving their hope back to them. It's time that America starts understanding. It's time that we individuals start understanding that we need to add value. Give value, have a financial plan, be goal-driven, pay ourselves first, use our debt to buy assets and not doodads, which the majority of Americans and the majority of people that are on debt do. They buy doodads, I know. The past 30 days, my credit score went up 100 points. Simply because of one reason. That reason is going to be produced in a book, and I'll give that to you. I'll give you the link to where you could buy that book or get part of the book for free later. As soon as I write the rest of it. But you need to add value to people's lives. That's what we need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is James R. Henry, and I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. You guys have a wonderful day, and God bless.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.